dollar, 50 bedicks, and you're all being 7:23 p.m. talking across FBM by.
Now, anyone who travels through Dublin city centre is still getting used to the new transport plan that came into force last week. Traffic diversions in place along the quays and many road users frustrated with the new routes. Our reporter Josh Crosby did a test drive on the new route this morning and he joins me on the line. Where are you now, Josh?
I'm down on Ormond Quay, Anton. I'm not far from the Hapenny Bridge, actually across the river from the Dublin City Council Traffic Control Centre. And I must say, it's been a different commute to last week. I travelled this same journey last Monday on the first rush hour of this new plan, and things moved surprisingly quick. And we said, look, I'll take the same route again from Rathfarnham to Clontarf just over a week in to see if things have changed. So I left the south side and came in along by Harold's Cross, through Dublin 8 and down by Christchurch. Now, all of that was much, much slower than last week. And of course, look, this is down to the schools being back, the lollipop staff, the women and men, they're out in full force. And it's also midweek, so more people are back in the office compared to on a Monday. Getting from the suburbs to the Liffey took 40 minutes. This is double what it took last week. But the real test, Anton, the real test is on the quays. So for those who haven't come near here since the new diversions were introduced, private cars cannot continue down along the quays. So if you want to drive from, we say Houston, straight down to Bussorris, that's not possible unless you're in a taxi or a bus, of course. So all that private traffic now has to go left at O'Connell Bridge, down O'Connell Street, and either swing around Middle Abbey Street by Arnott's or keep going past the GPO and around Parnell Street. And the journey I drove earlier was out to Clontarf. So I was wrapping around by the Rotunda myself, and I've been speaking with a few road users up by the Garden of Remembrance to see how it's going for them. And I mixed it up with drivers, cyclists, and even some tourists who rented a car. And it's fair to say everyone's had quite a different experience.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Today I wanted to go straight down the quays and it was impossible. I was meant to collect partner there from O'Connelly Station the other night. Just so happened Coldplay were in town as well. So I couldn't get down to O'Connelly Station. You could physically see O'Connelly Station, but you can't drive to it. Do you know what I mean? So we did have to come back up around this way and the directions every different way. It's absolutely ridiculous.
We actually decided to park in the aisle. We were going over to Pierce Street because we just couldn't deal with the hassle of going through it with a screaming baby in the back of the car. We thought it'd be better to leave the car on the north side instead of drive across.
And would you have usually gone down the quays then? Or like, so this adds to your journey?
Yes, it definitely does, yeah. Probably adds about 15 minutes onto the journey just across the city.
Would it ever make you opt for the bus or something instead?
Yeah, I would, absolutely. But like I said, I have a young child with me, so it's probably just more convenient to take the car, you know, and the kitchen sink.
I think it's brilliant to get more cars out of the city. Even though I'm sitting in my car, I think green up as much as we can.
And would you have usually gone down the quays, or has this changed your route?
No, it hasn't changed. It hasn't changed your route, but I think the more public transport into the city centre, the better.
Twice I've been hit in the last month, and I reported it to the guards, and they were apologetic, but said they're doing their best.
But it hasn't turned you off the bike yet?
It hasn't, but I go quite slowly.
And what do you think of this new transport plan?
Things have to be tried, so...
But as a cyclist then, like, are there fewer private cars?
Yes, there are fewer, definitely fewer cars.
Are you a tourist?
Yes, I'm from Germany, yeah.
What do you think about driving around Dublin?
Kind of complicated, but the whole new traffic is confusing because it's different, like the maps.
So your maps are showing one thing, but you have to go another way?
Right, right.
And have you found yourself driving around in circles? Or?
Yes, right now. We should be going on the Liffey and now we have to go like labyrinth.
And how much has it added to your journey?
Now 10 minutes. We go into the pet doctor. The cat is in stress in the back seat.
So you wouldn't recommend driving in Dublin?
I wouldn't recommend that.
There you go. A mixture of different road users, including a stressed cat, trialling out Dublin's new transport plan. Josh, what about businesses in the area? Because we've heard complaints from delivery drivers.
Yeah, so look, I think it'd be safe to say delivery drivers are probably impacted the most by this. So if you talk to any driver of a commercial vehicle, whether it's a tradesperson or someone dropping off food down along the quays, you can be fairly confident they will be annoyed by this. They say there are already few loading bays and getting around the city is a struggle. But when you speak to the business owners, Anton, the publicans, the cafe owners, the restaurants, this is also becoming a pain for them because there are limited options of where the man with the white van can now pull in. But just to give you the comparison of my journey this morning compared to last week, it took me 40 minutes last Monday to get from Rathfarnham to the very start of Clontarf, which was good going, to be fair. But today it was an hour and a half. I'm back now in town, as I said, on the quays. I met with the owner of Copper and Straw Coffee Shop, Stephen Kennedy. He has two cafes in the city centre, just one by O'Connell Bridge and one by the forecourts. And I also met with Sally, who's a chef in Fitzgerald's Bar, just on Aston Quay. Now, Stephen did tell me, look, he's all for the move towards public transport, but the logistics of this are causing great difficulties.
The big issue that I have, unfortunately, with the changes as they stand is our loading bay for deliveries was on Aston Quay. And as the current plans stand, we're no longer allowed to use that. And that is causing a significant issue for deliveries. So to access the businesses on Aston Quay, commercial vehicles need to use Price's Lane, which is a through road. It's a single lane. It's very narrow. Only one car can pass at a time. And deliveries are expected to unload there or else on Adair Lane, which again is a very narrow lane behind the shop. And it's just not practical. If one delivery unloads there, no other traffic can pass, no other deliveries can unload at the same time. So it's really the practicality of it. Broadly speaking, I'm in favour of the changes, but the businesses on Aston Quay absolutely need somewhere to unload that's safe and that's off the street.
And with fewer private cars, one would imagine that it'd be more pedestrian friendly. As a cafe, are you noticing increased footfall yet? Or?
It's hard to say. Like, the shops are busy, which is wonderful. The concern that I would have is that traffic does provide passive surveillance for antisocial behaviour. And if all of that traffic is removed, and again, it's too early to say at this stage, but I would be concerned about a potential spike in antisocial behaviour.
My name is Sally. Yeah, I'm a chef here. It's still hard with the deliveries. The driver has to park in Westmoreland Street. As for the traffic, it's okay, except when it rains, it's still chaos. So I'm not quite sure if this is going to work.
Your potatoes, your kegs of beer?
Everything was difficult to deliver. They allowed the beer trucks, but that's it. But my veg man wasn't allowed. My meat man wasn't allowed.
So how did that work then? So they were delivering on their trolleys around the corner?
Yeah. They have trolleys and they have to park in Westmoreland Street and come all the way to here.
So you think there's still a lot of confusion out there?
There is, actually. There is. One guy, county council, allowed my veg to come in front of the police, and some guardies said no. So they need to clarify that.
That's Sally from Fitzgerald Bar, and before her, Stephen Kennedy from Copper and Straw Cafe. Josh, what about those who are benefiting from this? So the people who are still allowed to drive the full length of the quays?
Yeah, so right now, look, it's buses, taxis and cyclists are permitted to continue the same way we all could 11 days ago. Now, I must say, there are a good few drivers still taking a chance with this and driving straight through. I stood at O'Connell Bridge yesterday and literally every few minutes, a private car drives straight through. Now, there are staff from the City Council there. They're here again this morning, directing people to go either left on the North Quays or right over the bridge on the South Quays. But they're just waving their hands down and pointing in the direction. There's no real enforcement to prevent people driving straight on. And last Monday, there were Gardaí in place. I haven't seen any yet today or when I was here yesterday. I was in touch with the guards to see how this policing operation is going to proceed. And they said Dublin City Council is responsible for the implementation of the traffic plan and that a period of familiarisation will be required and allowed, of course, and allowed. People will, there is an understanding there that people need to get used to this. But as I look down now, you really can see it making a difference in certain sections. Instead of bumper to bumper traffic, it's taxi plates and buses. And it does seem to be moving a lot quicker than it once was. So let's hear from those who are benefiting from this. We'll start with Paul, who's been driving taxis in Dublin for over 20 years.
Since the change in the last week, it's noticeably, I mean, it's 100% better.
Okay.
Once you get past O'Connell Bridge, where the restrictions start, it's a bit sticky getting through there because people don't know where they're going yet. But once you get through there, look, have a look. It's completely clear. Completely clear.
You fly up to Houston.
I had somebody in the car earlier, late for work, at 10 to 9, going up to Inchicore, and we were up there at 3 minutes to 9.
That's some going.
From here. I got a good tip off him. He said, you know what, we flew the keys.
He would have been paying.
Well, he would have been paying
a lot more than that a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, sitting in traffic, sitting in traffic. And we got up there in 7 minutes to go from O'Connell Bridge to Euston Bridge. So
you're all in favour of this anyway, you welcome it?
Kind of, yeah. You know, it's the restrictions on private traffic as well, but I mean, you want to get the place moving, so what can you do,
So in your line of work, it's a bonus anyway?
It's a bonus, absolutely.
So yourself, you're a taxi driver, long in Dublin?
Over 2 years, yeah.
Okay, and what do you think of this new transport plan?
It doesn't affect me, but I feel sorry for the drivers that have to make their way to walk from the south side to the north side and vice versa, over that side of the city.
And have you noticed over the past week, are you able to get around quicker?
able to get around a lot quicker. There's not much traffic on the quays now for that part. Good. So it's good for me.
So some Dublin taxi drivers there on the new transport plan and how it's improved their journeys. Josh, is this now permanent or is there still scope for further changes?
Well, look, there could always be change down the road. A working group chaired by the Lord Mayor has been set up to monitor the impact of the changes. We know that commuter groups want to see this extended further. Then on the flip side, we know there are business owners, car park owners who have concerns about the impact this could potentially have on footfall in the city. But look, it's still very early days, Anton. The sun is shining right now as I look down on the River Liffey. So when the winter months take hold, will that bring more cars onto the quays? We won't know the true impact of this for another couple of weeks when businesses start to adapt to the deliveries. Another thing I noticed this morning is that the sat-nav maps have seemed to be updated. There was teething issues with this last week when I did this drive, but it appears to show that the correct route is now showing up on your phone. Now, one of the main reasons for this whole plan is to, of course, try and cut back on traffic that is just passing through the city. And then, I suppose, look, in turn, improve public transport services that will encourage more people to get on the bus. But I've been speaking with Bernard Mulvaney, who's co-founder of Access for All Ireland and is also the carer to his daughter, who's a full-time wheelchair user. Now, Bernard says there needs to be allowances made for those in need of certain access.
The campaign view is that we need more inclusion for people with disabilities, the voice of the disabled community in this discussion. Currently, it's not. The actual rollout of this particular strategy, while we would welcome a more independently mobile city, there's been issues around blue badge parking and the likes. We met with the CEO of Dublin City Council and we had put across our own proposals with which to be able to accommodate people with disabilities. He was interested. People with disabilities need to be included. We need to have the voice of people who are reliant on wheelchairs and independent mobility devices from the very beginning. And around that then you build your plan. I mean, it's all well and good, you know, not having traffic 7 to 7, like, but that doesn't make sense. Then you can have it from 7 at night to 7 in the morning. Most of the appointments that people need to take, that we would predominantly represent people who would have issues, like to access Temple Street or any of the hospitals, you know, there isn't many people going in for appointments at 7 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock at night, or physio or whatever it may be, or they have to access their clinics in Temple Street. That's all done during the day. So it just feels like it's a half measure. And so we had made other proposals in relation to disabled drivers and the cars that they use, their adapted vehicles.
How do you find the balance there? Because I suppose some people will say, why should they be allowed through? Why should I not be allowed through? So how do you find the balance?
Well, with the disabled driver scheme, your car has to be specifically adapted either for the person with the disability or for someone to transport the person with the disability. And you get a specific type of badge and you will not see them on too many cars. So they're very specific vehicles. It's very hard with the blue badges to enforce that because, as we all know, friends, family sometimes borrow them or someone might jump in the vehicle. Whereas this alternative that we had proposed would be specific to the vehicle that's used for the person with the disability.
Yeah, that's Bernard Mulvaney, co-founder of Access for All Ireland. Ending that report on the new Dublin transport plan from Josh Crosby there on the keys. Come.